It's Sunday, May 10th, and welcome to Higher IQ. This week we covered 6 episodes across money, identity, and the systems that shape how you see both. Instead of recapping each day separately, we're going to pull the threads together because the episodes this week connected in ways that weren't obvious while you were listening to them one at a time. We spent a lot of time this week inside the machinery of money. On Monday, Warren Buffett, 95 years old and no longer running Berkshire Hathaway, warned that the market is in the most gambling mood he's ever seen. The insight that most coverage of Buffett misses is structural. Berkshire Hathaway is an insurance company, and insurance companies collect premiums up front and pay claims later. That gap, called float, gave Buffett $171 billion of other people's money to invest for free. When he tells you to buy an index fund, he means it. He also knows his own strategy requires capital no individual investor can access. Over 99% of his wealth was accumulated after his 60th birthday. The lesson isn't what to buy, it's how long to hold it. On Wednesday, Spirit Airlines shut down, and we use that as a window into why the airline industry has cumulatively lost $37 billion since deregulation. The average global profit per passenger is about $6. The sandwich at the airport costs more than the airline earns from flying you. Spirit's yellow planes were easy to make fun of, but their presence on a rote lowered fares for everyone, even passengers who never flew Spirit. Now that they're gone, those fares go up. The airline most people laughed at was quietly saving them money. On Thursday, we explained what actually happens when a company goes public. Time to the fact that SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic are all planning IPOs this year, totaling over $240 billion. The detail most people don't know, investment banks deliberately set the IPO price below what the stock is worth so that institutional investors make an immediate profit on the first day. That pop is great PR. It's also money the company left on the table. Employees can get rich from an IPO, but the 6-month lockup period means they often can't sell until the stock has already moved, sometimes dramatically downward. The biggest winners are almost always the venture capital firms that got in early and sell at IPO prices. If you line up those 3 episodes, they tell a connected story about how money flows through systems that most people interact with but don't understand. Buffett's edge wasn't wisdom alone. It was structural access to free capital. Airlines fail because their inventory is perishable and their margins are microscopic. IPOs are designed to benefit the insiders who got in before the public was invited. In each case, the popular understanding of how the system works is different from how it actually works. The other thread this week was about origins. On Monday, we covered Cinco de Mayo, which most Americans think is Mexican Independence Day. It isn't. It commemorates a single battle in 1862 where a massively outnumbered Mexican army defeated the French, and the victory may have helped the Union win the Civil War by delaying French plans to supply the Confederacy through Mexico. The first American celebration happened in California 17 days after the battle, organized by Mexican communities raising money for the Union cause. Chicano activists revived the holiday in the 1960s as a symbol of resistance. Beer companies turned it into a party in the 1980s. The real story is better than the margarita. On Saturday, we asked why your last name is your last name. The answer? Governments needed to count people and tax them. Almost every English surname falls into 4 categories: occupation, Smith, Baker; parentage, Johnson, O'Brien; location, Hill, Woods; or description, Short, Armstrong. Not everyone chose their name. Jewish families in the Habsburg Empire were assigned surnames by officials. Enslaved Americans carried their enslavers' names. Immigrants had their names misspelled at ports of entry. Shakespeare's own surname has over 80 documented spelling variations. Your last name is a fossil from a medieval world that no longer exists, and you carry it every day without asking where it came from. Both of those episodes are about the same phenomenon: origin stories that get buried under the version we inherit. Cinco de Mayo lost its military history and became a drinking holiday. Your surname lost its original meaning and became just a word you sign on documents. The pattern repeats across almost every tradition we've covered this month. The rituals persist, the reasons don't. On Friday, we covered the episode that connects to everything else, how the 24-hour news cycle changed your brain. Ted Turner launched CNN in 1980 from a converted country club in Atlanta with $21 million and a staff the industry mocked. Before CNN, news happened at 6 p.m., and then it was over. After CNN, news never stopped. The psychological cost is now measurable. 14 minutes of news consumption increases anxiety and sadness. People who consumed heavy media coverage of the Boston Marathon bombing showed higher stress than people who were actually at the bombing. Turner's vision was that a world that could see everything would become more peaceful. What he didn't anticipate was that a world that sees everything never gets to look away. That last point matters for everything we do on this show. Higher IQ exists inside the same information environment Turner created. The difference we're trying to maintain is between being informed and being activated. Informed means you understand the system, the history, the mechanism. Activated means your amygdala is firing and your cortisol is elevated and you're scrolling for the next hit of anxiety. Every episode this week was designed to make you more of the first and less of the second. If it worked, you can walk into Monday knowing how Buffett actually made his money, why your airline ticket is about to get more expensive, what happens when a company goes public, why you're celebrating a battle you didn't know about, why your last name exists, and why the news makes you feel the way it does. That's a good week. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.